Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I make waffles.
Head waffles, we learned earlier. Yeah.
Keep that number in mind, ladies, because we might need some female input on this on this email from Don't Say My Name. I have kids that go to school with the Tyler's kids. I don't need to be any more of an embarrassment than I already am.
No, you're not an embarrassment. Come on.
What does that mean?
No, I think he just means because dads are always embarrassing their kids. Yeah. That's it. Right. That's just a normal dad's.
Nothing to do with
you. You're not. No.
You're a cool dad. You're a cool dad.
No, I think he just means he's in the area. Yeah. You know, when he says that. I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, you're a cool dad.
I'm sure I run into him now.
You know how you.
Hanging out in the parking lot of the schools.
Smoking out front. Yeah.
Oh, the oldest one sometimes listens to you before school.
Got it.
That's why. I will go by my Deadpool name, Morally Challenged. I hear you guys talk about, if you ever had to get back on the dating scene, how bad you'd be, how out of shape you'd be as far as...
Don't know how to make time anymore.
Yeah. Hooking up, talking, just not being in the game anymore while I'm entering that stage.
Plus, age appropriate. Yeah. The last time I hit on girls, they were still in their 20s. I couldn't do that now.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be age appropriate, and they'd be grossed out. And my mind would still go, man, she's hot.
Last time you watched me. You hit on a 20-something. You scored.
I did, but I was also 30-something. And when you're 30-something, you can still score with 20-somethings.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Don't push it any further than that.
You got to be real close to 40, 41, maybe. Yeah. You might. And if the girl's cool, she's cool.
Yeah, but there is a stage where they all start laughing at you. Yeah,
well, except there are some women in their 20s, I know that we're talking about, silently we're talking about it, that are tired of guys in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know.
So there are the exceptions,
I
realize
that.
That's
a stage where they're laughing at me?
Okay, let's get back to the guy's email.
Am I going to get out of that? Yeah. Am I going to grow out of that?
Little background, I have been married for 12 years, and my wife passed away. Medical complications.
That's sad,
so now I get to go back to doing what I used to do 13, 14 years ago. The kids are pretty much old enough to take care of themselves in the house, but now I find myself in a difficult situation because I've never had to go out looking to hook up with someone or just plain dating for quite some time. I am completely rusty. The original Rusty.
We get a fifth Rusty. Yeah.
And like you guys have talked about on the show, I have been out of the routine of striking up conversation with random strangers, hooking up online, or whatever. But this is also brought me to this point. Here's my question. Am I a better commodity, for lack of better words, because I'm widowed rather than divorced? Am I more appealing to a woman because I'm not divorced and bitter and hate my ex and that type of thing? I guess I'm lucky enough to have never met anyone else in my situation, widowed and 45. Is that a valuable asset? Because all I've met is a single 45-year-old woman who's never been married, who has the signs of being bat-ass crazy, or a divorcee, 45, 50, and bitter. Look at Todd, for example. He was divorced.
And bitter.
Happy. No. And a great dancer, and that's how he got Christy.
This guy listens, right?
Yeah. Not blindsided by something else. Love the show.
Well, here's the deal. I got a couple challenge. Listen, I don't. The woman had to check in, obviously, but I think he's right in the situation that
he's a widow.
If you don't want an ex around, because ex. But then also, if it's a widow, you're comparing yourself to a dead woman who's always going to be a saint. So I think women are probably a little shy on both of them. But I think you're better off. I hate this. Like he said, he was being kind of weird saying it, but for lack of a better term, I think he's better off being a widow.
Yeah.
Widower.
Yeah.
I think so. Unless she died suspiciously.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yes.
Yeah. OJ's a widower.
Yeah, well, that's a different market.
Yeah.
There's less baggage.
I think he doesn't,
when it comes to
he
that.
Won't have to worry about some ex being in this. The woman won't have to worry about some ex being around bitching and yelling all the time. But once again, then she has to live up to somebody. But I still think it's better being a widower.
Yeah, I think it's like a tremendous asset he's made at 12 years. And he's really like willing to get back out there. That should be like a huge confidence point for him.
Here's
that she's dead.
This would be
that he has made it.
Yeah,
you know, this would be my concern. You know, about it would be the kids. The kids.
He said the kids are in high school. Yeah, I realize that. Yeah.
But are they going to deify mom and hate anybody who comes into the scene?
In the beginning, yeah, probably. But that's just going to be
a stripper.
But it's also...
he brings on a stripper.
That's what I would do. He should start with strippers.
Yeah,
right.
Start bringing strippers
I'm with you.
In their 20s.
Oh, of course they're going to deify because that's their mom and she passed away. And by the way, the mom might have been... The only reason he's not with us is she died.
Yeah.
They didn't like they divorced. But I also think that he doesn't have any physical baggage laying around. Now, he's got some mental baggage losing a wife that way. I'm sure it's horrible, you know?
Yeah. He can't worry about stuff. You just got to live. No, I mean, you got to live your life, man.
Exactly.
You're alive.
If he finds a cool woman, she's not going to carry your way.
That's the thing. And somebody you want to be with, like, all that stuff will be what it was. And then you can just go on with what it be now. You
exactly.
know?
You're right.
Yep.
But, yeah.
That's what a tough spot, though.
Yeah. But he's getting strange soon.
Yeah.
Look on the bright side. You're gonna get, he's going to get strange.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
Joe.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Joe?
Joe's been married three times. Yeah, so you have two ex-wives out there somewhere, right?
They're still alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, get back out on the market. You could. This could happen three, four, five times.
God damn.
Yeah, but, Joe, your exes aren't, your exes aren't dead.
Nah, yeah, no.
Well, they're dead to him.
In his eyes, they are. In his eyes.
Well, you better hang up or get yourself in trouble, brother. All right. Three, four more times.
But you still say it could happen three, four, five times.
Yeah. You're right. You can back out in the market again. Learn to play the drums, man. Learn to play the drums. The girls come.
I don't think the kids would take it as well as your instance would. My mom.
I look back now, and my dad was 58 when my mom died.
Yeah,
58.
And you were.
And I know he wasn't old when I died, but he was also older than me when my mom died. I should say, I look back now at how young he was.
But you were 20s, and you were supportive of him getting back in the
game. Right away.
I was nearly 50 when my mom died, so of course I'm supportive of dad getting back in the game.
But we guys, though.
But I don't know if teenage
kids... Your
dad's
rocking some Hispanic chick right now, right?
No. Italian.
Oh, Italian.
She's Italian.
Even better, Tony. knocking the bottom out of an Italian chick in Phoenix right now.
I'll say this. I think teenagers, you got a better chance of them being cool with dad getting back out there than, say... 10, 12,
well, they're
13.
Not going to understand it, yeah.
If they're high school, if they're 15, 16, 17, they
also could be more bitches about it.
Yeah. They could, but there's I think there's a better chance of them being able to be cool with it.
It depends on whether they're boys or girls.
Yeah, if they're girls, they're going to probably have a problem, but...
Well, I think he's more worried. I don't think the email had anything to do with the kids. He said the kids are pretty much growing.
But
he's worried about the woman, how she feel about... He won't have an ex coming around because she's dead.
I'm just addressing that because I don't think he's taking that into consideration.
I don't think he's worried about the kids, it sounds like. He says the kids are... He lost his wife. I mean, he can't go... It ain't like he dumped his wife.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, she's gone, so
but
he can't have her
the kids, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing to think about. You make those vows to marry somebody, you're with them,
and they die that young. That
right.
young.
Yeah,
that
and then,
young.
Then what do you do with the rest of your life?
Yeah.
You made these vows.
You made these plans.
And like just...
Especially that young.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I understand people being in their 70s and 80s and their spouse dying. It happens all the time, you know?
Sure, but 20s, 30s, even early 40s, man, that's... Oof. Eesh.
Craig's got an ex out there somewhere. She's alive, right?
Maybe not, because he never really offers up any details.
No, he doesn't.
Petey's ex is alive. Sorry to say that. You have an ex out there. She's alive, right?
But I wasn't married, though.
I know. Well, you were. You were married.
It was common law.
Yeah, you had a baby.
Yeah.
You had a baby together. That's married.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
Let's talk to Nate.
That's true.
Hey, what's going on,
fellas? What's up, Nate?
You're in a similar situation?
I'm the boy's experience, anyways.
How old were you when your wife died?
I was 26.
Oh, man.
Man, she died in an accident or something?
Car accident.
Oh, God, man.
Sorry to hear it.
My daughters were 2 and 5 at the time.
Oh, 2 and 5. You're a single dad at 26 and a widower. Oh, my God.
Yep.
How long ago was this?
14 years.
Okay, so how'd you get back into it?
I kind of accepted the fact that, I was 26 years old. I'm going to date again.
Yeah.
Young,
But with two little kids,
Yeah, I was transparent with them. I just sat down with them and told them how it was. And dad's been out there. They were their entire life. They've been super supportive of it.
Yeah, they were little enough. The 2-year-old might not even remember the mom at all, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. So when you went back out there, did that scare women away that you were a widower and two kids.
Well, it did. The kids didn't bother me, I don't think, as much, but being a widower, people aren't used to being in that situation.
Yeah, not you know, that, not that age.
Especially not at that age. Yeah. They don't want to deal with mortality at that age.
Yeah. Right. So they were competing with that perfect image of my deceased wife and all of that. So having something tangible, having a woman there tangible that's the ex, I think is a lot easier than
the thought of the saint, you mean.
Exactly.
Well, in your situation too, because she was so young. Yeah.
Right.
Man.
Right.
So it's
definitely been an obstacle. I'm 40 years old now, and I'm in a relationship now that I think is healthy and productive. But I went through my fair share of S shows.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sure.
You bring a bunch of strippers home. Bring a bunch of strippers home. He's laughing.
That's Maylene. Call her mommy.
That's a Korean
mommy.
Stripper.
That's trauma you don't wish on anybody.
No,
right.
But you're only 40 right now, so you're finally in a relationship that you can really care about. Okay, and your kids are
healthy. Yep.
Your kids are happy and healthy.
Oh yeah. Okay. One's in college and one's getting ready to be in a year and a half.
All right, man.
So you did a good job.
All right.
You did. A
you,
good
did.
Job.
You did.
Thanks,
right.
guys.
All Thank
right.
you, Nate.
Appreciate it. Take care.
See you, man. S shows.
Yeah. Kim.
Yeah.
All right. How old were you when you lost your husband?
I was about 44 when my husband passed away.
Was he older than you, or was he about the same age?
He was older than me. He died in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sorry to hear
Did you have kids at the time?
We did. We did have kids. They were, the youngest was just 18, just right out of high school, and the oldest was about 24, I think.
Now, you're a single woman at this point, I should say a widow. Did you start dating right away, or did the guy start showing up because you were available?
Well, I had some real creepers who
they wanted to console you.
Who looked in the newspaper and saw a lady who owned a restaurant, and her husband passed away, so I had all these old guys that would come in to the restaurant and be like, I get my teeth in 2 weeks. You want to go out?
I get my teeth in 2 weeks. Oh, so, people knew the restaurant, whatever town you're calling from. Actually, don't
And they knew that she had a policy that she only dated guys with teeth.
Right.
Right. Apparently.
So creepers showed up, and you got rid of those guys right away.
Pretty quick.
Was it weird? Was it weird for the guys coming in that you liked that they were competing with a dead guy, basically?
It was really weird because when you're a widower or a widow, you are off limits because you're like, they're like, oh, I see, you know, are you single? What's going on? And I'm like, my husband, we're not together anymore. And they're like, oh, wow, you know, and they want to know. And I'm like, well, you know, he died. And they're like, whoa. And it's all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah, I would think guys would think they'd rather have you hate some ex. Way there's something new, and now you're not as cool as the guy that died, and it might not ever be. Maybe I'm sure your ex was a good dude. You know, that's
right.
Yeah,
right.
So how long ago was this?
This was in 2011.
So did you find anybody you liked after that?
I dated somebody about 6 months after my husband passed away. And my kids, and they were older, and boy, were they pissed.
Oh, yeah.
But you're 44, you're young, you know?
Did this guy have teeth?
Yeah, what about the teeth situation?
Did this guy have teeth?
Yeah, he has
okay,
teeth.
Full set.
He's closer to my age. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
How about right now? Are you currently involved?
No, I'm not. I'm not seeing anybody right now. I'm kind of pretty content with, you know, my life and the way things are going.
Got it.
It took me a while to figure it out that, you know, that you just kind of got to do your own thing and try to figure out who you are again.
Exactly.
You're married your whole adult life? 20?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to find yourself. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you don't know. I spend all my time, you know, trying to figure out what the kids like and trying to push them.
How about your urges? How you take care of your urges?
Well, you know.
What? Well, you saw the obvious way.
You just got to work all that out.
Batteries.
Yeah.
Well, Bob is a buddy of mine. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. Yeah. Got a buddy. You just said his name was Bob?
Yeah.
You just said his name?
Battery operated boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That's it. Oh, that's right. You have one of those books. I forgot about that.
Is it black?
Is it black?
Is it black?
Is it black?
No, it's blue.
Blue Bob. Hey.
Thanks for sharing. We appreciate it. Really, really, yeah. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for having fun with us, too. We appreciate
yep.
it.
Yep. All right. Take care. No problem.
Thank you, Kim. Have a good day.
I never heard that term, Bob.
Haven't you?
No, I never. I get it now. I thought you were just throwing the guy's name on. This guy named Bob taking care of me. That just stuck to
that
the tape.
That stuck to the tape, yes.
Oh, did I say Bob
yeah,
the other day?
Yeah, Bob was the other day.
That was Bob the
You
other
have a continuing
day.
Thing with Bob.
No, she brought Bob back up, and me and Bob are not talking right now. Me and Bob are done. yeah, the whole funeral thing, the whole death thing, that's a whole different thing. But I think the original email was interesting, too, actually.
Yeah, and to be dealing with it at that age, that's tough. Yeah. And I think, too, it's tough on the kids. I mean, look at her. Her instance was kids in the 20s.
Pissed off. Yeah.
Well, how about the
of course
creepers
gonna be angry.
Cruising the obituaries, though? The creepers doing that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then going to the restaurant she owned. Did she say what city she was calling from?
No.
I don't know any details on that again. Give it to me, Bob. Give it to me, Bob. I said that yesterday.
Takes on a whole new meaning now.
I love that. I'm getting my teeth in soon.
Well, what I'm not going to go to eHarmony. I'm going to just cruise the obituaries.
That's just disgusting.
I've heard that people in big cities look for apartments that way. I get that. Apartments open up. But also people that rob houses when they find out people at funerals.
Yep.
But going to the place.
Yeah.
Okay, this woman's a widow now. You don't know her, but you know the restaurant.
How you doing?
And you go to the restaurant. Who's the owner? How you doing?
Saw you in the paper.
Eventually, I'm going to get more teeth put in here, put in this noggin.
You never see a guy on the Match.com commercial. I'm getting my teeth in soon. Find me.
Come find me.
Find me.
Come find me.
Come find me. I'm getting my teeth in a week.
Come find me. Come find me.
Come find me.
Find me.
Come find me.
Hog Wild Barbecue.
Oh, I got a skedaddle, guys.
Need teeth for that. We're about to eat it, too.
You too. Tone it.
See you next week, Tone.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.